Okay, our next speaker is Marie Eden, and her title of her talk is Soil Architecture of a Low Soil as Influenced by Long-Term Fertilization.
Hi, as said, I'm Marie from Denmark. I'm from the same project as the previous speaker, and my courses are Per Schöning and Liz de Jonge from Aarhus University, Per Mölder from Aalborg University, Hans-Jörg Vogel from the German Helmholtz Center for Environmental Research, and Kate Scow from the University of California in Davis. Just briefly, the contents. I'll start out with an introduction, move to my objectives and hypotheses, explain the sampling sites, but Lauchstädt, Diels-Minne, and Lerbia, present my results, and finalize with my conclusions. So soil functionality is challenged by different human usages, and contents of clay or organic matter have a decisive role in soil structural development. But the agricultural impact of the management system can influence the organic matter content, and an altered pore system can be the consequence, and have an impact again on drainage of the soil and soil aeration. Therefore, my objectives and hypotheses are the increasing organic matter content and increases the complexity and the tortuosity of the soil. And as you can see below, I have these schematic pore systems. And the hypothesis is that we can find a more sponge-like soil as induced by a high content of organic matter. And so we expect this higher tortuosity and complexity due to a higher degree of cell organization within the soil. Whereas for soil containing a low content of organic matter, we expect rather a pipe-like pore system, just some local drainage pipes, but less tortuous pores laying off the main pathways. The other objective and hypothesis is that an increasing clay content increases the secondary organomineral complexes and interaggregate pores. My sampling sites are in northern Denmark, Lerbia and Diels-Minne, and in East Germany is the city of Halle, but Lauchstädt, which is a loess soil. And this loess soil has been an experimental site which has been in effect for over 100 years. We have been sampling in 5 different treatment combinations, differing in organic matter content that has been returned to the soil with animal manure and mineral fertilizers. And here a brief outline of the 5 combinations. And this soil has approximately 25% of clay, 65% of silt, and we find an organic matter gradient as induced by the carbon input that has the lowest content at the BL18 soil with 1.53 gram per 100 gram, increasing all the way up to 2.22. And we find the same gradient in the total porosity. The arrows that I'm indicating also in the following slide can be found again in my graphs to indicate the gradient, because I will have 3 sides. The second field pair is near the city of Diels-Minne. It's 2 fields that are closely located, closely together, and they have different management histories. Over the past 3 decades, these two fields have been managed differently. One soil has been growing crop rotations and received animal manure, but the other soil has been growing mainly small grain cereals, and no animal manure has been returned to the soil for the past 30 years or longer. And again, we find especially an organic carbon gradient as induced by the carbon input, ranging from 1.33 to 1.54. And again, we find the same gradient in the total porosity. The third site is Leabjak, the natural textural gradient on a single field, ranging from 11 to 45% of clay. And again, here we see a strong gradient in clay, which is increasing from the Lerbiak 1 soil with 11% all the way to the sampling location Lerbiak 6 with over 45% clay. You also see a difference in organic carbon and total porosity, but it's not correlated to the content of organic of clay. It is a single field, as I said, so there is no management impact. The differences may be due to different sampling locations on the field. It is a slopey field, it has slopes, tops of the slope, bottom of the slope, but it's also not, so no clear correlation to that. To come to my results. For Bad Lauchstädt and Diels-Minne, I have carried out on a small undisturbed cores of 100 cubic centimeters that were sampled just in this depth of 6 to 16 centimeters. I have drained these salts to several matrix potentials. As you can see, I have PF, the log of the matrix potential as measured in centimeters, and the pore diameter as derived from the PF, plotted against the volumetric water content. And we see that the two soils, Bad Lauchstädt in black and Juelsminde in red, respectively follow similar curves. The main differences are below PF3 and in particular below PF2. To emphasize this, I also have plotted the air characteristics curve with air filled porosity as a function of PF again. And here we can see the Juelsminde soil with a high clay high carbon content is retaining the water better than the soil with a lower organic matter content. We see a different picture for the soils from Bad Lauchstädt. We see here the soil with the highest organic matter content reaching the highest air-filled porosity at every given PF value, which is due to the highest having the highest overall total porosity, and this higher porosity can be found in the macropore space. Therefore, we find this gradient for the soils. We find that the soil with the lowest content of organic matter has the lowest air-filled porosity, but it also started out with the lowest overall total porosity. For the clay gradient from Leabia, we here have only selected values presented in the plot. Again, it's PF versus volumetric water content. And we see the soil with the lowest clay content releasing the water most readily. And then we can follow along the curve, increasing in clay content and ending up at the soil with the highest clay content, which is retaining the water the most. Oops. And we can follow this again clearly in the air characteristic curve, because we see the soil here with the lowest clay content and having the lowest air-filled porosity at a given PF value, and then slowly increasing with increasing clay gradient again, all the way, decreasing clay gradient, excuse me, all the way to the soil with the lowest clay gradient, reaching the highest air-filled porosities. My following measurements included at several selected matrix potentials gas diffusivity and air permeability, and I'm presenting those data in relation to different models, which I want to briefly go into here. At first, there's the water-induced linear reduction model for gas diffusivity, which is based on the air-filled porosity and the total porosity. This model has been developed for sieved repacked soils, so this is what we would expect if the soil that we are looking at has no structure. Derived from this model, there's the water-induced linear reduction model for air permeability, which besides the previously named parameters also includes equivalent pore diameter as a constant at 50 micrometer. This constant value has been derived from measurements with sieved repacked soils, and these soils inhibited an average 50 micrometer equivalent pore diameter. The third index is a pore organization, as suggested by Grunewald and Blackwell. And this is a measure of air permeability and air-filled porosity. It gives an indication of the continuity of pores. Now I want to start out with the clay gradient from Leabiak. And here this blue line represents the model, which I indicated as being sieved and repacked, so no structure. So what it seems like, one of the soils, here it is the Leabiak 5 soil, most closely follows the model that has been developed for structureless soil. But we find soils on either side of this model. And so we have been trying to find explanations. And one explanation is that below this model curve, intra-aggregate pores have the dominating effect on the gas diffusion process. But we are in the wet end of the soil right now, so the intra-aggregate pores wouldn't have the major impact yet. So we also assume that there is an increasing impact of local pipes all the way towards this line, to the model curve, that are increasing the aggregation, increasing the diffusivity, but not, but differentiating it clearly from a sieved repacked soil. Soils that can be found above this curve have an increasing impact of inter-aggregate pores. So this also shows the clear impact of this, soils with the highest clay contents, increasing the aggregation of the soil. For the organic matter gradients from Bad Lauchstädt and Jules Minne, we instantly see that the Bad Lauchstädt soils all almost perfectly follow the model for sea-free-packed soils, which indicates that for gas diffusivity, these soils behave like structureless soils. And we cannot make out a difference from either the different organic matter content. So these treatments of 100 years did not seem to have a big impact on this kind of measurements. However, for the Jules Minne soils, we see an impact of aggregation. The inter-aggregate pores have the dominating effect on the diffusion process here. And also we can see that the Jules Minne soil with a high organic carbon content is also slightly above the line with the low content, which means the higher organic matter content has also improved the structure development of the soil. Looking at the model for air permeability, which was derived from the model for gas diffusivity, we can see that all the soils are above this line. We have to consider that the air permeability represents mainly the larger pores, and as opposed to the diffusivity, which is rather taking into account the whole bulk soil interconnected pore space. So this is a whole different measure, and the air permeability thus represents is more of a strong structural indicator. And therefore, as the further the soil moves above the model line, the stronger the impact of the aggregation in the soil on the air permeability. And now when we look at the soils from Bad Lauchstädt and Jules Minne, we clearly see that the Bad Lauchstädt soil is not just a sea-free-packed soil. There is a structure which could not be detected with the diffusivity measures. So there are some local pipes that are aerating the soil and are providing water through the soil profile. But we still see that it has much smaller impact. We see that the Jules Minne soil have a stronger impact, that they have had more aggregation as opposed to the Bad Lauchstädt soils. And again, we also see an impact of the higher organic matter content of the Jules Minne soil with a higher organic matter content. But if you note the different axes here of the air permeability, measurements ranging here from 0 to 30, as opposed to here, where the 30 is somewhere here. So we see that these soils are still much less aggregated than we see with those clay soils. And then the pore organization, as I mentioned, this is presented at the PF2 value, so the all pores up to a pore diameter of approximately 30 micrometers have been drained. And we can see that overall, the Bad Lauchstädt soils reach the lowest values. The pore organization is in a log scale, plotted against the effluent porosity, and the ISO lines represent values where one square micrometer of air permeability would be found 10 square micrometer and 100 square micrometer. The Bad Lauchstädt soils are all closely together, and we see that the soil with the lowest organic matter content reaches the lowest value, but overall, there does not seem to be a big difference. However, we see a strong impact of the higher organic matter content for the soil from Jules Minne. The continuity of the pores has greatly increased due to the increased organic matter content of the soil. And for the clay gradient from Lerbia, we see that the increasing content of clay has led to a greatly increased continuity of the pores. Therefore, my conclusions are as follows. For the two organic matter studies, the hypothesis could not be fully validated. We could not find an increased complexity and tortuosity of the soils containing a higher organic matter content than those that had a much lower content. And we clearly need to investigate further how this happened. However, we could see in comparison between Bad Lauchstädt and Jules Minne that the Jules Minne soils have an increased aggregation. The Bad Lauchstädt soils behave similar to sea-free-packed soils for the diffusivity measurements. 100 years of different treatments seemingly have a rather small effect on these soils. It can hardly be detected. And therefore, we have still to find out what exactly is going on here. The hypothesis for the clay gradient could clearly be validated. The increased content of clay has led to a greater aggregation, which could be followed up in all the parameters presented here, but also in others not presented. Thank you very much for your attention, and any questions? We have not done that, but we also still need to investigate further. We have not yet come to the core of being able to completely explain what is going on, especially in the soils from this 100-year experiment in Bad Lauchstädt.
One more question? Yes.
That is an assumption that we derive from the models.
That's
because
the only assumption.
Yes, this is the assumption of the model that the increased aggregation would lead to a especially the higher upper mobility.
That's not a small difference in the organic materials can cause the difference in aggregation. The difference in the organic materials is just 0.2 or 0.3%. Very small difference in the organic materials.
Yes.
How this small difference in the organic materials can cause the difference in aggregation?
Well, this is our hypothesis that the organic matter would improve the structure of the soil, but it could not. We have seen a slight impact of it, but we have not been able to especially at the beginning when I presented the two schematic pore systems, we could not validate it. We only see a slight impact of it, not nearly what we expected, and therefore the hypothesis could not be validated so far. So that is the conclusion there.
Thank you.